My name is Chris Johnson. I try to stay away from what other people think about me. And that's like friends. I mean, I assume friends are, you know, at least fans enough of me to, you know, talk to me and have me around from time to time. But, you know, I still worry about that because I'm an anxious fuck. Family, you know, just coworkers, just random dicks. I don't really ask them what they actually think about Chris Johnson. And I don't seek that shit out either. It's not like, you know, like, you see one friend who was talking to like somebody else. Does that motherfucker like me? Like, what do they think about me? I think they think I'm a piece of shit. Like, could you verify if they think I'm a piece of shit? I stay away from those conversations. I'm always going to assume that yes, they do think I'm a piece of shit. I'm always going to assume that it's my fault. I don't want to be thinking about any of those things. So I steer clear. So I really don't have much of an idea how anybody thinks about me ever. Do they think I'm a good guy? I hope so. Do they think I'm a bad guy? Maybe. If they do, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's like default state. Just like leave it at that, you know. Every now and then, though, sometimes shit happens where that gets thrown in your face and something will go down and I'll think to myself, like, wait a minute, you think that? You think so fucking little of me that, like, that's the fucking conclusion you came to? Jesus Christ. So I'm on various group texts. I'm on a group text with my buddies. I'm on a group text with my family, which is like a big one. Like there's like 14 members in that. And then there's like little subsets of the family group text where like maybe like I'm in a group text with like another four dudes that want to talk about the fucking Bills or some shit. No fucking sports. So fucking group texts abound. And I got a group text on the fucking big one the other day. The big 14 person one with the fucking cousins, aunt, uncle, fucking grandmas on there. And this is from cousin's wife. Cousin's wife texts us out and they got kids. They got young kids. I can't tell you the ages. I don't fucking no, like maybe 2, 3 and fucking 5, 6, I don't know, fucking less than 1, shit like that. But anyway, like the 2, 3-ish little kid was putting on fucking chapstick or some shit, and I guess he was getting really into it. He's like, you know, like it tasted good. Side note for a second on chapstick, don't you think it should taste that good? Because it tastes like shit, but like it'll smell like fucking strawberries or cookies and cream or like whatever fucking fancy shit that you get. Like god damn it, it smells fucking good. But then like you put too much on your lips and your fucking tongue gets on that shit, it's like, ugh, this is disgusting. You know, like wash your mouth out. You could put something in there so it doesn't taste terrible. I'm not gonna fucking eat it. I just don't think it should taste like balls if it gets on my fucking tongue. But anyway, this kid was really fucking into it. Like he's eating fucking candy or some shit. Mom looks at him all fucking disgusted. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing, bro? That's gross. And the older one, the like 5, 6-year-old, was like, no, it is really good, Ma. It's good. It tastes exactly like Christopher's balls. Christopher, in this case, is me, because my family calls me Christopher. They use the full first name. They don't go Chris Johnson. So she said the fucking chapstick tastes like my balls. Now, when I read that, I knew exactly what the fuck it meant. And I'm going to tell you what it meant before I go any fucking further. I make fucking Oreo balls all the fucking time. They got like a candy shell. There's many different fucking kinds I make. Some are mint. Some are fucking golden. Some are fucking regular. Peanut butter, all kinds of shit. And me and the fucking kids and the family and my buddies, we all eat that shit. So that had to be what they fucking meant. Here's the fucking problem though. About 50% of the fucking people on that group text did not fucking understand it. They're like, wait a second, that's funny? Hold on a second. Let me see if I got this right. Your fucking conclusion was that I'm a fucking pedophile? Are you shitting me? My fucking family members, my own fucking family is coming to that fucking conclusion because of something a fucking 6-year-old said about like fucking cookies and cream or mint chocolate chip or whatever the fuck kind of chapstick you're eating? Jesus Christ! Not like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on here? Like, what are you talking about? It's like, wait, when did you see his actual balls? Why the fuck would you think they were talking about my fucking testicles? And why the fuck would they be so goddamn calm about it? I don't even want to see my own fucking balls. I'm not whipping this shit out anywhere. Especially in front of fucking kids. Are you fucking nuts? Are you guys nuts? For fuck's sake. I didn't take a fucking poll, but I can tell you, more than one person in the fucking group text was fucking concerned. I'm reading this shit, just getting more fucking disappointed by the goddamn line. How on earth could you come to that fucking conclusion? Now, thankfully, actual cousin was like, she's talking about the fucking Oreo balls. And then they clarified it. They're like, yeah, it's balls. Because like what I fucking say, because I think it's fucking hilarious and juvenile, when I make fucking Oreo balls, I don't fucking call them Oreo balls. I walk over there. I got like a fucking bin. I was like, you want some of my balls? Just because I think it's funny. My juvenile humor is lost on the children. So when the fucking kids see those balls, they think those are Christopher's balls. You understand what the fuck I'm telling you right now? Do you fucking get it? Does that make sense to you? Or do you think I'm whipping my dick out in front of fucking kids like certain family members seem to think I'm doing? Even when it's with my buddies, I was like, hey, Judge, you want some of my balls? What these balls, bro? The thing is, like, I make those motherfuckers all the time. Like, if you were a stranger off the fucking street and a child said that to you, you gotta believe the fucking kids. You gotta investigate. You gotta think, like, maybe Chris Johnson isn't who we fucking thought he was. Which is troubling because I would prefer you just think I'm an asshole and not somebody who whips his dick out in front of kids. That's all. Can't you just think I'm a dick? Like, that's the thing. Like, if I found out my family members thought I was a dick, it was like, all right, you know. I probably said something. I probably did something. I probably deserved it. Who knows? Maybe I didn't deserve it. I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm aloof. Maybe I don't fucking talk to them. There's a fucking laundry list of items or reasons why somebody maybe might think I'm a fucking dick. But I can't think of fucking any reason why a family member would think, like, you know what this guy does? He shows his balls to my children. Like, his actual balls. Not his Oreo balls. His real balls. So anyway, I wish I didn't hear that fucking story. I wish I didn't think that they thought so little of me that, like, their first conclusion was, like, we gotta keep our kids away from this fucking guy. And the thing is, like, I don't even like kids. Like, it's not that I, like, want to, like, throw kids into the fucking river or some shit. But, like, I don't want kids. I've never fucking held a baby. Although, I like my buddy's kids. Like, my buddies might be listening to this. Like, wait a second. Like, no, like, your kids are fine. But, like, kids in general, like, eh, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any podcasting site you want, along with Podbean, which is the host. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm in my Facebook timeline, and I'm on Instagram at maybe5minutes. You see a lot of fucking hot running photos.